And also in the news this week, how scientists from Queen's University in Belfast are electronically tagging jellyfish. Now, presumably not just jellyfish with an ASBO, but electronically tagging any jellyfish they can catch, to help with studying turtles. Now, joining us on the line now is John Houghton. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us. If you're studying turtles, why is it that you're tagging jellyfish?
Well, leatherback turtles are the ones that eat jellyfish, and they cause a bit of a problem for us because they're not like a typical migratory species that moves from one spot to another. They just fan out through the entire ocean. And so we, for a long time, haven't actually known where they were feeding or what they were feeding on. And a couple of years we did big aerial surveys of the whole Irish Sea. And what we found was not what we thought we were going to find. We thought the jellyfish would just be randomly everywhere. What we found was in like four or five main bays, you get these hundreds of thousands of giant jellyfish that are there year after year after year. And when we modelled the distribution of leatherback turtles, we actually find out that they tied up in the same place. That wouldn't be very exciting if you work on land, but when you're working on an animal that lives beneath the sea and you can never blooming find it, actually just a simple thing of tying predator and prey was very good.
Okay, excellent. Now, how do these electronic tags work? I'm guessing these are not the things that report that you're not in your home when you should be.
No, I mean, I'm not a million miles away from it. I mean, they're data storage tags, and so they're tiny anyway. They're about the size of your little finger. And the ones we're going to do this year are quite simple. They just record depth and temperature and light levels. And so we just put it onto a jellyfish. It records all the information, and then eventually we retrieve the tag.
Now, I've seen plenty of jellyfish washed up on the beach. They're very squidgy, sort of fluidy things. How on earth do you attach an electronic tag onto something that's so amorphous and blobby?
That's true. I mean, but there's jellyfish and there's jellyfish, you see, and I think the ones you're describing would be called Aurelia. They're the common jellyfish, and they're tiny, and they are floppy and wobbly, and they would be almost impossible to tag. The ones we're going after are called barrel jellyfish, and they're massive. I mean, they're nearly a metre across and weigh 27, 28 kilos.
Wow.
So, and they are actually quite big, tough animals. They're very strong swimmers. They can swim against the current. And so you actually, again, if you think of a jellyfish looking like a mushroom, you've got the stalk part coming out underneath what we call the bell. Quite simply, all you do is you just tie the cable tie. You tie a little time depth recorder to a plastic cable tie, swim up to the jellyfish, tie it around, and it takes about 10 seconds.
And so does this affect their behaviour? I mean, they must not like having something stuck round their body.
I mean, they're very simple animals. I mean, they do react, that's true. I mean, we did trials off the west of Ireland last year, and not surprisingly, when you attach a tater to a jellyfish, it just swims straight to the seabed and tries to get away from you. But what we found that after, say, an hour or so, then it just moves back up into the water and gets on with doing its jellyfish business. So as long as you cut, you know, get past those first few hours and you ignore those, then it's fine. And you're talking about a device that is, I don't know, 0.1% of the whole animal's body weight. So it doesn't really affect it that much.
So how long are they going to keep these tags on? When are you expecting to get this data back?
That we don't know the answer to. I mean, the particular jellyfish we're going after, they're unusual. Most jellyfish sort of boom and bust in a couple of months in the summer. These guys seem to be around all year. So we're going to put the tags on probably in August, and sure, they could be turning up any time within, say, 2 months to maybe even a year down the line. So, yeah, any time over the next year.
And how do you actually collect this data? Does it just float up from where the jellyfish were?
Yeah, what we've got attached to the time depth recorder, a little dive computer, is just a tiny fishing float. And on the fishing float is just a little label with a reward on it. So once the jellyfish dies, the whole device just disattaches itself from the jelly, floats to the surface, and we're putting them on in like big bays where we know they will wash ashore. So if you find one on the beach, just pick up the reward label and give us a call.
Fantastic. Well, thank you ever so much, John. That was John Houghton from Queen's University in Belfast explaining how tagging a jellyfish could actually teach us quite a lot about marine life.
Thank you very much, Ben. This is The Naked Scientist. We're talking this week about the science of drug discovery. And if you'd like to join in with that, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, ooh, The Naked Scientists.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and me, Ben Valslow.
Now, one of the things we also do with The Naked Scientists is we beam it live into Second Life on the internet. Now, confusingly enough, this is at 10 o'clock in the morning, Second Life time, but that's 6 o'clock in the evening, UK time. So if you want to join in with our crowd in Second Life, hello to all of you. Then you go to Cylands, that's the Cylands, S-C-I-L-A-N-D-S, Cylands continent, in Second Life. Find the Naked Scientist Mansion and you can listen to the show. It'll be streamed out for you. And also, don't forget, you can take part in other discussions we have online on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. So if you have a question you'd like us to solve for you and there's not time to get it onto the programme, our forum can help you sometimes as well.
In fact, we ourselves go on to answer questions and get involved in the discussions on the forum. But while you're online, why not tell us how you think we could make our show even better? We want to hear from you about what you like or dislike about the show, so we've actually set up a survey at thenakedscientist.com/survey. Your opinions are really important to us.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, there's no point in us doing this if we're not doing it very well, so please come and tell us.